Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
It has been an interesting winter for weather, and the weekend, and I think maybe even the week ahead, remains that way. From Earth Risk Technologies, their senior weather analyst, Mark Russo, now joins us out of Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, good afternoon, Todd. Glad to be here.
Take me through the previous weekend, where the weather track was supposed to go and where it really went.
Well, we certainly saw overall, I guess you want to call minor precip totals, snow totals in areas of central Illinois. Kind of the heavier precip was further south towards the Ohio River Valley. But this swath of precip extended all the way from the southern plains. You know, this precip is needed in areas of Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, all the way eastward, and still snowing in areas of the Mid-Atlantic right now. And all this snow and kind of a wintry mix here is all on this, it's been on the leading edge of this Siberian air mass, which is intruded here in the central and eastern U.S. and is producing just unseasonably to even record cold temperatures right now.
No, is the Siberian, is that different than the polar vortex, or is it just deepening, going across the other side of the planet and pulling even more cold air over?
The two go hand in hand, Todd. You need the polar vortex to bring the Siberian air across the pole into North America. So we've seen the polar vortex revisit us, and the way that the jet stream pattern set up, especially the key being this blocking ridge of high pressure across Alaska, that's helped to force the cold air right across the North Pole from Siberia and directly channel it right here into the U.S.
It is cool for this time of year, just 18 degrees outside of our studios at the time of our discussion on this Monday afternoon. What can we look forward to the rest of the week?
Well, we're going to see temperatures gradually moderate as we go through the week. In fact, that'll carry forward into next week as well. Certainly, we're going to have another cold morning here tomorrow morning, but from this point on, looks like the strongest Arctic air will be shifting east of us, and we're going to be getting into more of a variable pattern. Still on the cold side, base is normal for the next couple weeks, but the anomalies are not going to be as strong as what you're seeing right now. So a bit more variability, still cold bias, but trending at least a little bit more seasonal as we approach the middle part of the month.
And your quick assessment of weather in South America?
Well, we continue to be very active in areas of Brazil, where they're harvesting soybeans. Also, that's still benefiting soybeans in southern Brazil. What we're watching right now is that there are indications starting after 10 days for eastern Mato Grosso, Goiás, and some of the adjacent states there to begin turning drier, which is needed to help improve some of the harvest issues and the overall wetness issues that have begun to arise here over the past week or two with the active conditions. So as it appears right now, looks like some improvement here starting the middle part of the month.
Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo, of course, is with Earth Risk Technologies. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Monday afternoon to take a look at the weather forecast and helps us to wrap up the closing market report. Our thanks go to him. Always remember that you can visit us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.